In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's Mass is that in honor of Saint Thomas of Villanova, and he was a Spanish bishop who lived in the 16th century, and he is well renowned that he gave away his last penny for help the poor, and today's prayers and orations strongly emphasize this great virtue of his. But today we also commemorate a more ancient feast, that of the Theban Legion and its commander Saint Maurice. A legion was in former times an ancient unit of the army of the Roman Empire, and in the Mass of their honor there is a gospel passage which says, "Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." And this was truly the case in the 3rd century when the Theban Legion lived, and things were very chaotic in the Roman Empire, and their emperors had many civil wars against their rivalries for the crown. And once there was a rebellion against the emperor named Diocletian, and the rebellion was in Gaul, which nowadays is known as France. The emperor called for his support some extra troops from Thebai in Egypt. This was an area full of very zealous Christians, so these soldiers called to service from there were called the Theban Legion, and it was entirely Christian, and this legion was commanded by Saint Maurice. But when called on duty, the Christians were placed under pagan high commander named Maximian. He issued an order that the whole army, under his commandment, should offer sacrifices to pagan gods for the success of their mission in fighting for the emperor. Because the Theban Legion was Christian, its soldiers naturally refused and left the rest of the troops. Emperor Diocletian sent them repeated orders to return and join in the pagan sacrifices. And upon their constant and unanimous refusal, he commanded them to be killed. Every 10th man of the Theban Legion was put to death according as the lot fell. They cried out over their whole camp that they would rather suffer all tortures and death than do anything contrary to their holy religion. And the legion, by the advice of their leader, Saint Maurice, answered the emperor with this beautiful declaration. They said, "We are your soldiers, emperor, but are servants of the true God. We owe you military service and obedience, but we cannot renounce him who is our creator and master, and also yours, even though you reject him. In all things which are not against God's law, we most willingly obey you. We readily oppose all your enemies, whoever they are, but we cannot dip our hands in the blood of innocent persons. We have taken an oath to God before we took one to you. You can place no confidence in our second oath should we violate the first. We confess God the Father, author of all things, and his Son Jesus Christ. We have seen our companions slain without lamenting them, and we rejoice at their honor. Neither this extremity to which we are reduced, nor any provocation, hath tempted us to revolt. We have arms in our hands, but we do not resist, because we will rather die innocent than live by in sin. When Maximian noticed that he had no hopes of overcoming their constancy, he commanded his whole army to surround the Theban legion and cut them to pieces. The Theban legion made no resistance, but dropping their arms, suffered themselves to be killed like innocent sheep. The ground was covered with their dead bodies, and streams of blood flowed on every side. Maximian gave their possession to his own army, and the soldiers were making merry over them. And while they were rejoicing, a man named Victor, a veteran soldier who didn't belong to the Theban legion, happened to pass by. The soldiers invited him to eat with them, but Victor, detesting this kind of feast, refused the honor. At this, the soldiers asked if he was also a Christian. Victor answered that he was and would always continue to be one. And on that answer, they instantly attacked him and killed him as well. Dear children, in confirmation, you are made soldiers of Christ. And what a great story and confirmation of your faith is this history of the Theban Legion. Here it was the group of brave soldiers who were willing to obey the laws and the emperor, but who always noticed and took very great care to serve God first. There, as they pointed out, their duties towards the emperor would have no value at all if they would choose to disobey their creator, who was the emperor's creator as well. And you also might show in your life the characteristics of this true virtue, the virtue and firmness in faith, and you can show your arms, so to speak, in practicing patience, humility, and gentleness. Remember that a Christian hero always obeys the commandments of loving his enemies and doing good to those who persecute him, and in bearing wrong with patience and charity. When you show in your life that you are good soldiers of Jesus Christ, God will reward you and rank you greatly in heavenly kingdom, and the intercession and examples of saints will help you in this journey and give you lots and lots of courage and bravery to be a true and brave soldier of your high commander, Jesus Christ. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.